Leading off our discussion tonight is Democratic Congressman Robert Garcia of California. He serves as the ranking member of the Oversight Committee. Congressman, good to see you. Thank you for being with us.
Sure thing.
Ostensibly, we were going to talk to you, and I will, about Pam Bondi's testimony and the continuation of the Epstein investigation, which you are so central to. But today feels different. It feels like a lot of things have happened. While Pam Bondi sort of escaped some degree of accountability, what you and your colleagues said is that she will not in the end. And if voters do what we expect them to do in November, none of them will be able, none of these enablers will escape accountability. They will have to testify under oath.
That's exactly right. I mean, look, today was actually a monumental day for justice and for setting things right. I mean, obviously, you have these judges coming out so strongly, pushing back on the Kennedy Center, just the desecration of what Trump tried to do there, pushing back on the slush fund to enrich himself, January Sixers and election deniers, stealing from the taxpayer so that he could essentially enrich his friends and his buddies and his family even more. And of course, with the Epstein investigation, we had Pam Bondi come before us. We asked tough questions. It was clear once again that she is part of this broader White House cover-up. I asked her five times about Donald Trump, multiple questions. She refused to answer, but she did very clearly point all arrows towards Todd Blanche. And so I think it's really important at this moment for us to understand that Todd Blanche is a key target for us to investigate, to ask questions, and he must be in front of our committee.
So everything about the story is unbelievable, right? If you wrote this story and submitted it for a movie or a TV show, they'd laugh you out. Todd Blanche, Pam Bondi have both represented Donald Trump. The obligation to represent a client never, ever ends. And to my surprise, Todd Blanche is acting more like that guy than less. He didn't seem to take the lesson of Pam Bondi being removed from office. So on one hand, his defense of Donald Trump is yet stronger. On the other hand, Pam Bondi seemed to throw him under the bus today.